Gerry Adams has told the High Court in his defamation case against the BBC that the broadcaster's response to his complaint about a documentary was absolutely insulting and absolutely arrogant. And he said it is what has all of us here today. The former leader of Sinn Féin alleges he was defamed in a 2016 Spotlight programme, which he says falsely claimed that he sanctioned the killing of the former senior Sinn Féin official Dennis Donaldson. Mr. Donaldson was shot dead in 2006, months after admitting being an informer for the police and MI5 over two decades. Mr. Adams has denied any involvement in the killing. We can go now to the High Court and our reporter Maggie Doyle, who listened to the evidence this morning. Maggie, what did the court hear today?
Well, Rachel, today it was all about Gerry Adams' response to the documentary that was broadcast back in 2016, that Spotlight programme. And it was the final day of Gerry Adams' evidence. So his legal counsel, Declan Doyle SC, read out and entered into evidence some of the correspondence that went between the BBC and Mr. Adams' solicitors at the time. Mr. Adams had Johnson's solicitors write letters to the BBC. They were pointing out, they said that the BBC had not carried out due diligence in producing the programme, and they asked for compensation and for an apology. Letters went back and forth late in 2016 and into 2017. In response, the BBC wrote that it had carried out due diligence, that it had followed editorial guidelines, that it didn't draw conclusions about who was responsible for the killing of Dennis Donaldson. In one of the responses, Johnson's solicitors on behalf of Gerry Adams said that the sting in your broadcast is clearly that our client had the final say and was party to the murder of Dennis Donaldson. And the legal letter went on to say that that accusation in the programme was presented unchallenged. So all of those letters were entered into evidence, and Gerry Adams was asked then by his senior counsel, how did you feel in reading those letters and the responses? And that's when Gerry Adams said that he found that the BBC's response was absolutely insulting, absolutely arrogant. He said he felt the tone of their letters weren't dealing with the issues that were raised. He said it was offensive and insulting. And like you say, it is what he said had all of us here today at the High Court.
What's next then, Maggie, if that's the end of his direct evidence?
Well, it'll be time now for the BBC's legal team, who are led here by Senior Counsel Paul Gallagher and Owen McCullough, also Senior Counsel. They will begin the cross-examination of Gerry Adams. It's thought that it will begin this afternoon. There is a little bit of legal argument potentially still to be heard ahead of that cross-examination. Mr. Justice Alexander Owens, who's presiding here at the High Court, needs to hear some legal arguments about material that the BBC legal team want to use in their cross-examination. Examination of Mr. Adams, and that material includes around 45 articles and a half-hour montage of footage, we're told. So there might still be some legal argument when the court sits again after lunch ahead of the cross-examination of Gerry Adams, which should begin later on then this afternoon.
Maggie, thank you very much. Maggie Doyle there at the High Court.